Hey everyone. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, where we unlock inner power and calm one day at a time. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like everyone else is winning at life except you? Yeah, I've been there too. It's the sneaky little voice whispering doubts in our ear, making us question our own worth. But guess what? Today, we're tackling this beast head on. We're diving deep into strategies for managing comparison and envy so you can silence the inner critic and reclaim your confidence. Because let's be real, the comparison game is a total myth, right? It's like judging yourself based on someone else's highlight reel. Their Instagram feed doesn't show their struggles, their messy days, or the times they felt completely lost. So why are we letting it get to us? Today, we're going to unpack 5 key strategies to help you break free from this comparison trap and finally feel good about your own journey. First up, remember that everyone is on their own unique path. Just like a tree doesn't compare its branches to another tree because each one has its own beauty, its own strengths, right? We all have different talents, experiences, and goals. Comparing yourself to someone else is like comparing apples and oranges. It just doesn't make sense. Celebrate your individuality, focus on your own growth, and ditch the need for constant validation from others. Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, it's a game changer. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, that envious feeling starts to fade away. It's like shifting your perspective. You start seeing the abundance in your own life instead of fixating on what someone else has. Take time each day to appreciate the small things: a sunny morning, a good cup of coffee, a loving friend. These little moments add up and make all the difference. Third, redefine success. We're often bombarded with messages about what success looks like: fancy cars, big houses, tons of followers. But true success is personal, unique to each individual. It's about living a life that is meaningful and fulfilling to you, not based on external validation or societal pressures. Figure out what truly matters to you: your passions, your values, your relationships, and focus on building a life that aligns with those things. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. This one's crucial. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities, and everyone struggles at times. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself understanding and support. Remember, you're human and that's perfectly okay. Lastly, choose your social media wisely. Social media can be a double-edged sword. While it can be a great way to connect with people and share experiences, it can also be a breeding ground for comparison and envy. Be mindful of the content you consume and the accounts you follow. Choose to surround yourself with inspiring, positive people who lift you up rather than drag you down. And don't forget, you have the power to unfollow anyone who doesn't serve your well-being. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, and everyone seems so effortlessly confident and successful. You start comparing yourself, feeling like you don't measure up. But then you remember what we talked about today: you're on your own unique journey. You have strengths and talents that others don't, and comparison is just a distraction from your own path. So you take a deep breath, focus on being present in the moment, and engage in genuine conversations with people who inspire you. You leave the event feeling empowered and connected, rather than depleted and discouraged. See? It's all about shifting your perspective and choosing to focus on what truly matters. We're not here to erase our emotions, envy, jealousy, they're part of being human. But we have the power to choose how we respond to them. By practicing gratitude, celebrating our individuality, and cultivating self-compassion, we can silence that inner critic and step into our full potential. So remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are on your own incredible journey. Don't let comparison steal your joy. Embrace your unique strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and keep moving forward with confidence. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with a friend who could benefit from these strategies. And remember, we're in this together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic confidence, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.